USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. In the headlines this hour, four people killed in Chicago at Mercy Hospital, located on the south side of the city. Police say a female worker wearing scrubs gunned down in the parking lot by a 32-year-old man who was her ex. He shoots her six times, three times in the chest. The gunman then goes into the hospital and continues to shoot 32 rounds. Another person is killed inside the building, along with a police officer, and the gunman also killed.
So we have four deceased individuals, police officer, two female staff employees at the hospital, and the offender.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson.
He and his partner were actually doing something else and responded to the officer needs assistance call.
And the police superintendent telling reporters,
"There's no doubt in my mind that all those officers that responded were heroes."
This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
It's almost that time to get in on a great bargain. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
With Black Friday sales starting earlier and earlier, many retailers are offering even deeper price cuts this year. Personal finance website WalletHub took a look at some of the places where you can get the best discounts. I had a chance to chat with Joe Gonzalez. She's an analyst with WalletHub, and she shares some of the best places to shop on Black Friday.
This year, the top five start off with Belk, more of a regional retailer, but always available online. JCPenney, Stage, Kohl's at number 4, and New York & Company at number 5. All of those discounts go anywhere from 55% off all the way to about 70% off.
Tis the sound of the season. President Trump and First Lady Melania kicking off the holidays as the White House Christmas tree delivered to D.C. The president pointing to the tree and giving it a thumbs up. The tree north of 19 feet from a tree farm in North Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Vice President Mike Pence visiting some of our troops ahead of Thanksgiving. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
I want you to know that this coming Thanksgiving, we're thankful for you.
That's the Vice President as he stopped by Anderson Air Force Base in Guam for a Sunday visit with military service members and their families.
I hope you have taken note of the fact in the first 2 years of this administration, we made the largest investment in our national defense since the days of Ronald Reagan. We're rebuilding our military, we're restoring the arsenal of democracy, and we also included the largest pay raise for military personnel in nearly 10 years. And you all deserve every single thing.
Vice President Pence was heading home at the time from the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in New Guinea.
Turning now to your money. So how much are you paying at the pump? USA Radio's John Clemens takes a look at the national average ahead of the Thanksgiving Day holiday and long weekend ahead.
The price of gasoline declined over 7 cents a gallon. That, according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, is 26 cents lower than a month ago.
Nationally, it's been another great week. The national average is falling in 7.3 cents and stands at about $2.61 a gallon. That now amounts to a 26 cent per gallon drop in the national average from just a month ago.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.